Well, hello, 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 everyone. This is King Buki with episode 5 of Buki's World. And just to remind you guys, Buki's World is a reality podcast set to entertain via jokes, life lessons, and popular culture reflection. And today we're going to talk about gray area. We don't want any more gray area going into 2020. Everybody's working on their resolutions, getting everything together. And I just want to be a part of that because I miss you guys so much. And so, as some of you may know, I did publish a book on Amazon on July 31st. In July, sometime. So today I want to talk about some of the entries that I put in there, as well as some of my favorite lessons, lesson 4 and lesson 7. When I discussed my gray areas and how I overcame them. And just want to give you advice going into the new year. And so, like, with gray areas, I must say that it's a conflict of interest. It's not being clear in where you are, who you are, your next step, where you're going. And it's a domino effect. It affects your relationships, final decisions, life changes. And so often sometimes we just create those gray areas ourselves when it's so clear we can feel what our next move is going to be. But sometimes we just love to create a little gray area because we're uncertain in our situation. And so most of the time we become codependent and want to depend on other people to help guide us when we can just, you know, follow what's inside of us and what we know. But I'm not going to even put the pressure on you guys, because sometimes I can be like that as well. Like, I have questions and want to ask other people and have them give me what they think of the situation when it can get really messy and gray. And so that's what I kind of talked about in my lesson 4 of my book, about how when I was on my journey of doing so many internships and working at so many places, and I continuously, you know, maintain as an intern at that establishment when I could have just moved around, moving on to my next step. There were so many red flags and uncertainty while being in those positions. And when I could have just been like, no, I'm not dealing with this anymore, moved on to the next level, you know, stopped everything in the tracks. Nope, I'm out, you know, but I didn't. And so, and when it comes to those type of environments, you just have to, you know, pause and just check out your surroundings, check your boundaries, and just stand strong in the clarity and what you know of yourself. And some of us may struggle with that, you know, because I was a little younger back then, but some of us probably still struggle with being clear in who we are and what we stand for. And that's where a lot of gray area come in. But once you realize who you are and what you stand for, and you stand up for what you believe in, you won't have any more gray area. And sometimes, like, a lot of my friends, like, they'll ask about the next steps in their life, like, they're wanting to move to another state, or maybe just an outfit, or sometimes I do that as well. But I just want them to know that sometimes what their idea is probably the best idea for them, you know. Because in one entry of the book, I stated that an excerpt from entry 4 is that the value and belief that you place on your decisions is the most valuable. So when looking for the best advice, you must consider the most valuable, the most knowledgeable. And the most knowledgeable is you. You know the most about yourself. Most of you. You know the most about yourself. I can't tell you anything about yourself that you don't already know. Or probably some things that you're trying to ignore, but you know the most about yourself. So when looking for advice, the best advice is the best person to give the advice is yourself. And sometimes I struggle with that as well, so I'm not going to fault you guys for that. And I just believe that when you, in a effort to try to recognize that, you just have to change the way you move a little, you know. And when I say that, just creating creating and developing new practices, like new methods, and just be patient with yourself. Like when you're just patient with yourself and you just sit with yourself and you just plan things out and just think about them, meditate on them, things will come more smoothly. You know, you don't have to chase anything. A lot of the things that have happened recently, as of lately, with my opportunity to work for our network, it just fell in my lap out of nowhere. You know, as I was just lounging around tired, you know, it just fell in my lap. And I kind of understood that all those times I was at those internships, running around and basically running in a maze, not knowing what I was doing, not knowing why I was there, not understanding and listening to myself and, you know, me being patient and just lounging around one day, an opportunity fell in my lap. And so sometimes I would just advise just to be patient with yourself sometimes. Take it lightly on yourself sometimes to eliminate any gray area, you know, because a lot of times we cause a gray area and it doesn't even have to be that way. So I know I was saying a lot about excerpts from my book, Entries and Lessons That I've Learned, but the book is Hire Me Please, Don't Want to Be an Intern No More. And yes, we are saying no more because we are tired. You know, we want to move on to the next step of our life. We don't want to be in the same position that we were last year. Even though it takes time, I am so grateful for the process, because if it wasn't for the process, I wouldn't be able to share my experiences with you guys, have you laugh at my pain, understand my pain, relate to my pain, or relate to my successes and laugh at my successes and my goofiness, etc. But yeah, so the book I published was in July, at the end of July, and I did like a self-publishing thing. It was a, even with that process, I was asking everybody underneath a rock, you know, about how to do this and how to do that, when it's just, you know, Google is black and white as can be. You know, Google can help you out a lot. Reading is fundamental. You know, it's not that hard to read, but, you know, sometimes we do get carried away and want to ask, you know, or get advice, when it's just that you have to actually listen to yourself and go with your gut feeling, your gut instincts, you know, trusting yourself. And so after, you know, asking every little beetle that was on a rock, I finally decided to, you know, go with the last beetle. I don't even want to call her a beetle. But like, I decided just to go with the final, you know, move on with the final edits and publish my work. And I was so happy that I brought it out to the world, because not a lot of people know the experiences and the hard work you put in. And sometimes when you publish things of that nature, it makes you look at your life in a whole new light. All of the experiences that you have accomplished and everything that you have been through to get to the level that you are at now, you recognize yourself in a whole new light. Because at first, it was just, when I initially published it, I feel like I was going nowhere fast. But after writing out my experiences and having people tell me that, you know, it was inspirational and that they learned so much from my book, you know, because a lot of the information I did put inside of the book, some of those were lessons from people that I have met through my different walks of life. And I passed the torch on to the people who are reading the book. All of the lessons that I learned from them, I passed on to the readers. And I really hope that they gain the most from my experiences and learn what to take, what not to take, healthy boundaries, everything. I want the readers to learn everything from the chapters that I have made thus far, and understand that you are the most knowledgeable person in your life. No one can teach you about your experiences. You know all of your experiences. You can write your experiences the best way. No one else can write your experiences better than you can write your experiences. So trust in yourself, love yourself, big up yourself. Because like I said, when I initially wrote the book, I didn't think I was making any progress. But after I published it, it was just like, wait, that's one of my goals, to publish a book. And I did it, and I'm actually helping other people. So be proud of yourself. So to sum up this episode, there is a lot of great area that we can improve with, to get better with life. And sometimes it just may even try to maneuver things around and try something different, especially when we're trying to get to the next step in our life. We're running around and not recognizing what we're becoming and what we want, and not listening to ourselves. When we can just sit patiently and not try to figure out a method, you know, there's no method. The method is just being comfortable with who you are and being clear in who you are and being patient with who you are. You know, you can create as many things as you want, but as long as you're happy with what you're doing.